Phoneboy Speaks, episode 581, XBBS.
By the time 1986 rolled around, I had already had a computer. It was the cheaper version of the TRS-80, the model MC-10, but that particular computer didn't have any sort of connection to a larger network. I think I'd used it to type in computer games in David All's basic computer games books, but I had finally gotten an Apple II in 1986, and one of the things I also got with it was a 300 baud acoustic coupler modem. Now, what is an acoustic coupler? Well, you literally dial the modem with, like you would dial like a normal phone call, and in this case I had a rotary dial phone, and you take the handset and you would put it inside the acoustic coupler, and it would so the modem wasn't connected to the phone line, it was only connected to the handset that was just put in its cradle. And then the modem would hear through the receiving end of the handset and would speak to the speaking part of the apparatus. Now this was pretty cool stuff back in 1986, and so of course the immediate thing that I tried to figure out is, okay, what do I do with this? And so back then, there wasn't really an internet that most people knew how to use. If you were at a university or something that happened to be on the ARPANET, that's what it was back in the day, then maybe you could actually use it. But if you weren't so lucky, then you were left with local bulletin board systems. And so these are systems that ran, on people's computers in their houses, and they had higher end modems that attached to the phone line, and may even had in some cases had multiple phone lines. So one of the BBSs that I used back in the day was something called XBBS, and it was something that somebody had written. The sysop or the system operator had written the software himself, and this was and it had at one time 4 dial-up lines, which means 4 people could be on at the same time, and it had the local console could also be used, and this was running historically it was running on an 8086, a 5 megahertz machine. So back in the just to kind of put that in perspective, so when we talk about computers in terms of gigahertz processing, the Apple II itself had 1 megahertz, and it was a 6502, so it's a Intel processor of sorts. Anyway, so this is something that it was a hypertext BBS, and the idea being that you could post a message and there could be responses posted underneath it. And there was also things, where you could post responses to that. And so you could actually see an entire thread. Now, this was occurring over, 300 bits per second. It was, 300 baud. Now, they're actually, bauds and bits per second are actually different things. As my stepfather told me, he was an electrical engineer, and he actually designed the modem that I was using. And so that was also fun. But the way I interacted with the world was through not just XBBS. There was actually several other bulletin boards that in the Santa Cruz area that I dialed up to. But the one that I have the most memory of is XBBS. And you could also live chat. And now the thing about XBBS and a lot of these BBSs is that there were people, right? You could even meet these people. They were in your local area. Dialing long distance back in the 1980s was very expensive, and Now, as the internet became more widely available, first to the geeks and then to the larger community, dial-up bulletin boards went away, because if you can why have a local conversation when you can have a global one? But I still fondly remember the days of things like XBBS and stuff, most of the people, I don't remember most of the people. We all had handles. I mean, the handle, Phone Boy actually came well after my days on XBBS, and so that I've had my share of conversations. But what I really liked about it was that there were both, you know, kids, right, so people my own age, and there were adults using this, and we were trying to have conversations. And you know, there are times when things, you know, when conversations could get heated or whatever, but generally, as long as you were coherent in your arguments and your statements, people were given equal footing, and it was liberating to be able to have conversations with people even just across town. You know, now of course with the internet we can have conversations worldwide, but and it's funny because this particular bulletin board, there was another one that ran in the same household. It was called Pretzel, and it actually has a very hard to spell name. I'd actually have to look it up. There's actually a Facebook group forming of geeks from Santa Cruz in the 80s and 90s, because there was actually a whole lot of bulletin boards in Santa Cruz in the 1980s, and over time, of course, they winded down, and you know, as I say, the internet became the Usenet and other places became much more interesting because you had a lot more people to interact with. The local bulletin boards kind of disappeared. I mean, the bulletin boards tried globalize with things like FidoNet and stuff like that, but it's not the same. As I say, this topic has come to mind because of this Facebook group I got invited to, and it's funny just thinking about those times and thinking about those days, and it would be nice to go back to those days, but I know, you know, the technology is involved, but it's funny, we're still all these different ways that we've created to communicate. We keep reinventing the wheel. It seems like the different forum softwares that do this now. I wrote my own like tree message system in the 90s to try and recreate XBBS. But this is, you know, the days when the bulletin boards were waning as the internet became more popular or became much more accessible. I think any BBSs that existed really by 1995 or 1996, probably if any were still hanging on, that was probably the point most of them got shut off, because that was at the time when you could get on the internet pretty easily, even with things like AOL. So anyway, this is my little walk down memory lane for the days of XBBS and being a young geek in Santa Cruz, California back in the 80s.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.